quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Dynamite, and this is the go-home show for the pay-per-view this weekend. It's actually a lot of different things coming up this weekend. There is the AEW Dynasty show, which, by the way, we only have 5 matches announced for that show right now. And there have been times in the past where they have very few matches announced for a pay-per-view, and then someone's always like, well, you know, maybe they'll only have 8 this time. No. We'll probably have another 7 matches announced on the show tonight. I would presume that when all is said and done, we'll have 10 pay-per-view matches and 2 pre-show matches, usually how it works. So we'll go over the lineup for the show that we have thus far for both Dynamite and Dynasty. There's also a TNA Rebellion show coming up this weekend. We'll tell you about that. WrestleMania 42 is coming up. We know what's going to be on each night of the show. We have NXT Revenge coming up the next 2 weeks. There is a Revenge show on the 14th and the 21st. And they got a lot of big matches, which I think are setting up some people ending up going up to the main roster. Also got a lot of other news on Ric Flair and some ratings and an absolutely astounding story involving MJF. And plenty more. If you want to text us here today, Lance Storm is going to be joining us. The text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline at Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick it off, everybody. Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. My eye's all messed up. I feel like I got something under the eyelid and I can't get it out. All morning it's been just driving me nuts. I just didn't
Don't scratch it, dude.
Oh, I'm going to scratch my cornea completely off?
Well, yeah, that'd be bad.
Irritating. Now I'm angry!
Perfect.
God, we got a lot to talk about here today. I'm actually going to start with this, which on the surface sounds like an absolutely nothing story. And it kind of is. But it was brought to my attention by somebody in WWE. And there is a larger story here. So basically, just one day after claiming that WWE was trying to, quote, destroy his legacy, Ric Flair is ready to put the situation behind him. Flair sent out a tweet on Tuesday announcing that he was being removed from Roots of Fight, a clothing brand centered around legendary athletes across sports. Flair said it was WWE's call to have him removed. He claimed that WWE is trying to kill his legacy by doing so. In a follow-up video today, Flair said he understands business and isn't mad at WWE anymore over the situation. He thanked Roots of Fight for allowing him to represent the brand during the time he was affiliated with them. So I want to take the opportunity to thank Roots of Fight for letting me represent them over the years, he said. Pretty cool thing to have. Not as cool as being inducted into the Hall of Fame, but you'd be amazed at how many people admire and respect this brand. I think I've represented it well. People love it. I'm proud to have been part of the organization. I'm not even mad at the people who took it away from me. I was at first, but I understand business, and business comes first. You'll always want to think that they'll make an exception, but sometimes exceptions can't be made. So, Roots of Fight, thank you for the honor and the privilege of representing you. I look forward to seeing the next member of a great team. Thank you. God bless. Flair is under contract with AEW, which likely has something to do with his Roots of Fight merch deal falling through. Company is produced merchandise based on Brett, Roddy Piper, CM Punk, etc., etc. So
he's under contract to AEW and WWE pulled him?
Well, I think the Roots of Fight deal is with WWE.
Ah.
So because he is not with WWE, he's with AEW. Now he's no longer with Roots of Fight.
Ah, okay.
But the bigger issue here, not even an issue, but it was pointed out to me that yesterday, Flair got mad And he went on social media, and he did a big thing on WWE. And within 24 hours later, lo and behold, he's everything's fine. I apologize. Everything's great. And I don't know what happened, but clearly something happened. And now he has basically rescinded his deal from yesterday. And I bring it up because this is not the first time, nor is it the last time, that when somebody unleashes on social media, whether they're within WWE or it's about WWE, it very quickly gets remedied. And I bring it up because, you know, people are still talking about what happened with Ricochet, you know? Ricochet did that tweet, "I'm glad you got MS," and it was days and days before he ended up apologizing. And the only reason he apologized was because Chris Hero apparently talked to him privately and convinced him, man, this is not cool, dude. And so he took it down. And, you know, it's been brought up to me many, many times, and I've talked about it here on the show, that there is kind of a, there's sort of a, there's always a give and take with everything. You know, in WWE, they're very restrictive about what you can and cannot do. And people get very angry about that, in part because it's WWE and many people don't like WWE. And also because allegedly these are independent contractors. You're an independent contractor, but they control what you do and say on social media. But then there's the other side of the story, which is, you know, in AEW, you could pretty much do whatever you want on social media. And unfortunately, because they don't have any control or choose to have any control whatsoever, we have things like Ricochet going on Twitter and telling a fan with MS that he is glad that they got MS, and it stays up there for days and days. And quite frankly, if Chris Hero had not talked to him, it'd probably still be there right now. So, you know, I don't think there's a, you know, I'm not a huge fan of WWE being as restrictive as they are in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I mean, there probably should be a social media policy. There probably should be some requirements if you're working for a promotion and representing them as you tweet on social media. So whatever the answer is, I mean, it's probably, as always, somewhere in the middle. But there's Ric Flair apologizing a day after unleashing. Crazy how that works.
He doesn't even work for them, and he apologized to him.
Yep. Because, you know, at the end of the day, unless you think there's no chance that you're ever going to be back in WWE's fold, a lot of these guys are still, they don't want to make them mad because you just never know. So that's the story.
No, maybe he's looking for his third Hall of Fame induction since he mentioned the Hall of Fame.
Hey, he might be, man. How many rings can you
put Evolution in? Give him a third one.
That is another one. That is true. That is true. And then we have, we got this. SmackDown. This is another thing that seems like nothing, but I really thought about it with this one. SmackDown this week did 1.5 million viewers, up 15% from the previous week. The largest audience since September 5th. A 0.43 in 18 to 49, up 30% from the prior week. It went head-to-head with the women's NCAA Final Four, which beat pretty much everything in the whole world. And I saw this number, and I saw people in WWE like raving about this number. I mean, it's a great number, don't get me wrong. But I think, okay, and this goes for WWE, it goes for AEW, probably goes for Impact as well. I think we all need to just throw the last year of ratings like out the window, because as soon as they started that Big Data Plus panel, it was like everything, and it was like they started utilizing it, I think, in September. And then from September through today, they have made changes to how they do it at least twice. For all I know, they might just have done another one. And these comparisons are just impossible to make. I mean, when it first came into effect, I mean, AEW's numbers just like absolutely collapsed. And of course, the problem, when AEW's numbers collapsed, it was like, you had the one side, which is anti-AEW, and they used this as proof that the place was sinking. Then you had the pro-AEW people who went the opposite way, which is, well, this is clearly Big Data plus panel, and they must be doing great on Max. And it's like, nobody knows anything, man. And like, every time something changes, it's like, now all of a sudden, you know, the AEW viewership has gone way up, but the demo is still low. But then they change something, and now the demo's up a little bit. But then 18 or like 50 to 55 is through the. It's just like, guys, we can't take any of this. Like, just. I think we need to throw out the last year. All of these conclusions everybody has drawn, it's like the only conclusion you can draw is they changed the way that they did this, and like, that's it. Some things are high, some things are low, some this changes in February, this goes up in February, this goes down. It's like, it's just all crazy. The SmackDown did a great number, but I'm not sure that we should look at that as, oh my God, Pat McAfee and you know, whatever else has turned it around, and now there's all this interest, and they're going to sell. No, it's just, it was a weird number. All of the numbers this year have been very weird. If your show is if Nielsen is giving numbers for your show, just don't read too much into it. You just can't right now. You just can't. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This freaking story. MJF was on the Adam Friedland show. You hear this story?
I have not, no.
All right. He says he was backstage at a show. And, quote, a pilot walked up to me. He goes, Mr. Friedman, I'm going to be flying you out back home after the show's proceedings. Which, to be fair, I've flown on the jet with my boss up to that point anyway. Not to the, well, he says he made it a Long Island. Anyway, I find my boss after this pilot says this to me. I knock on his door. He opens the door. He says, Max! I go, yeah, it's me. I want you to know how much this means to me, the fact that you're trying to fly me back to my dad as soon as possible. He just had a heart attack. His dad had a heart attack. Because Tony did know, and he tells Tony this, and Tony says, "What the F are you talking about?" And I said, "The pilot just told me." And Tony says, "I didn't effing book you a jet to go back home tonight." So MJF goes to QT, and they confront this guy. He says, "I go back over with one of my bosses, one of the EVPs of the company, QT Marshall." QT says to the pilot, so who did you say hired you again? And the guy goes, Tony Khan. Tony Khan's my boss. We said, well, are you sure about that? And so security comes up. They grab this guy. And QT goes, hold on a second. Wait a minute. We'll let you stay if you can show us your pilot's license. And this guy, Max says, he does this. Pats himself all over. And he says, oh, man, I left it at home. So, they throw this guy in whatever he says you call the brig or whatever. So he was asked how this guy got backstage access. And Max says, we still don't know how he got there. We still don't know how he got backstage. To be fair, our security team has changed since then. But it probably was the building security, not even AEW security's fault. But they asked this guy, what were you planning to do? And he was honest. He said, I was going to abduct him. So that's his story. And I presume it's true because that is a completely bizarre story to make up. But some guy showed up and apparently tried to kidnap MJF under the guise of being a pilot. So there you go.
A little odd.
Yeah. It says there was no specification when the alleged incident transpired, but he has talked about it publicly dating back to 2020. So this was quite a while ago. So there you go. Dynamite is tonight, and it's at the Rogers Place in Edmonton. We have got Willow Nightingale and Queen Aminata for the TBS title. Chris Jericho will address his return. We're going to find out what Jericho's going to do. Babyface heel, whole shebang. We got Darby Allin, Bandido, and Chris, and Jack Perry versus the Don Callis family. And Bandido is replacing Brody King. I don't know why, but Tony Khan said it was a personal issue, so Brody's off the show. It'll be Darby, Bandido, and Jack Perry versus Takeshita, Mark Davis, and Andrade. We'll have an interview by Kenny Omega. John Moxley will appear, and Will Ospreay will appear as well. And that leads to Dynasty on Sunday, which is noted, we only have 5 matches announced for Dynasty, which is unusual. And normally they have 10 main show matches and 2 or 3 on the pre-show. So we're looking at 7 or 8 matches being announced on Dynamite tonight. So this show could be wild. Just like one segment after another making a match. We have MJF Kenny Omega, AEW title. John Moxley Will Ospreay for the AEW title. FTR versus Christian and Copeland for the AEW tag titles. Darby and Andrade, with the winner getting a shot at the AEW title. And we have Tekla versus Jamie Hayter. Although that has not been officially announced, that's on the show. So I guess the big question is who wins, MJF or Kenny Omega? Now, I don't know how everything's going to happen, okay? But obviously, Wembley is Will Ospreay almost assuredly winning the AEW title. So the big question is, well, because here's my point, everybody. Everybody is looking straight forward, okay? You're all looking straight forward. You're looking at a direct chain from Dynasty to Wembley, okay? I know why everyone's doing this. I'm not taking them to task, because AEW very much so is you win the title, you're the champion for a long time, okay? So therefore, because it is April, there is apparently this presumption, which I've seen everywhere, that the winner of this match is going to defend against Will Ospreay at Wembley. Now, I don't know where everything is going to go, but I will say that that's not necessarily the way things are going to go, okay? So whoever you think should win this particular match, my point is that doesn't necessarily mean that the winner will be challenging or will be facing Ospreay, or that the loser will not, okay? There could be a lot of different things that happen between now and Wembley. But everybody seems to be thinking it's just, you know, the winner of this match is going to go all the way to Wembley, and then Will Ospreay will win the Owen Hart Cup, and then that'll be it. It does not need to be that simplistic. So we also have the whole deal with Darby and Andrade, where one of them is going to get a title shot. Obviously, you would think that if Darby wins, MJF will retain, or if Andrade wins, Kenny Omega will win, because it would be babyface heel, babyface heel. Doesn't necessarily have to go that way. So there's going to be a lot of stuff happening, I presume, between now and Wembley, and we'll see how this weekend plays into it. But I don't think that whatever happens this weekend is makes everything else set in stone for Wembley. So that's my speech. We got NXT last night, which we'll talk about here in a moment. What did you think of the show?
I'm not a big fan of NXT. I've mentioned this before, the few times that I've reviewed it.
Have you watched Juggalo Championship Wrestling?
I can't say that I have. Mm. Not a big fan of the Juggalos. Although, to be honest, I don't think I've ever heard any of their music. I've never seen any of their wrestling shows. I was on a few WCW shows with them. I was there the night that Mike Awesome powerbombed
Shaggy Too Dope.
Shaggy Too Dope on the top of the school bus, and then he slid off and almost killed himself.
Yes. I think that, Lance, maybe you should watch the most recent Juggalo Championship Wrestling, and we could do a comparison here, like I did last night on the Brian and Vinny Show, everybody. We were tasked with discovering whether Juggalo Championship Wrestling was a better booked show than NXT. And very specifically, everybody, not which show had the better wrestling, because that goes without saying, okay? NXT's quality of wrestling is in a different stratosphere from Juggalo Championship Wrestling. But as a promotion, did Vince Russo book a better show, Juggalo Championship Wrestling, than this Johnny Russo did for NXT? And I know the answer I came to.
And I would imagine, like, this week's NXT, in my opinion, was below par for your average NXT TV show. The ones I've watched in the past, I thought had better wrestling on them than last night's show did.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Because that is true. So normally, no matter how badly booked the show is, the wrestling is usually good enough to save the show. That's why when I talk about how NXT is a terrible show, all these nerds on the internet are like, What? Yeah, because you're watching the wrestling. You're not listening to me. I said the booking of the show. But the point is, they had a PLE this weekend. And a lot of the people that worked the PLE also worked TV on Tuesday. And with NXT, like a lot of times, they got like an entire week to work out their match for television. But in this particular case, everybody was concentrating on working out their match for the PLE. And so when the Stand and Deliver ended, you know, if you had a match also coming up on this show, you didn't have a whole week to go and practice.
You had to fly home first.
These matches were well below par for an NXT show. And in fact, as we'll get to, I mean, oh God, the first hour and 15 minutes of this NXT show, I thought sucked in the ring and the booking. But I did like the last 45 minutes. I will give them that. We'll talk about that here in a second. What do we got for TNA this weekend?
We have Rebellion, our big pay-per-view from Cleveland, Ohio on Saturday. And I think they have six matches announced. The world title, Mike Santana versus Eddie Edwards. Hardy's defending against the system. We have the Elegance brand facing the returning Mickey James, ODB, and Taryn Terrell.
Hardcore country match.
Yeah. Leon Slater and Cedric Alexander for the X title. Trey Miguel and Mustafa Ali for the TNA International title. And Frankie Kazarian versus Elijah. And I believe there's at least one more match, but I don't see it promoted, so maybe that'll be announced tomorrow night.
All righty, back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener, like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to it at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, well, NXT. Can you tell I'm excited?
Now, you watch it on television, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I watched it on Netflix because that's what we get it on up here. And that opening promo segment, I assume there was a commercial break, but it was edited out so well that that brawl in the ring instantly teleported to a backstage promo with people standing backstage. It was very jarring.
Well, so Tony comes out, Tony D, and he's doing a speech about the NXT championship, and he says Joe Hendry's name, so he appears. And Joe comes out and says, "You're the man. You were the better man at Stand and Deliver. But if it weren't for Saints and Paige, would it have gone the other way?" So Ethan comes out, says, "Don't get any ideas. I'm the one that should be getting a shot at the title." And then Ricky Saints comes out. And so finally, Tony says, "Doesn't matter who it is, get in line." And the lights go out. Dark State shows up. They attack all of the baby faces. We go to commercial in the middle of the brawl. And they come back to Robert Stone announcing an 8-man. At the top of the hour, okay? Now.
And there was not even a fade to black. It was instantaneous cut on Netflix. It was great. They teleported.
I want to mention that. I'll get to it. This show is just so, like, even when they do something logical, there's always something completely illogical about it. And this is a great example. You have four guys. They all want to be in the title picture. There's another group where the guy in charge wants the title. So he gets four of his guys to attack four of those guys. And then the GM signs an 8-man, okay? On paper, sounds like, okay, that's logical. That makes sense. Great. But, of course, as always, there are issues. We had Sol and Izzy Dame. I've discussed this ad nauseum. This crowd, they do not see Sol as the babyface in this feud with Zarya. So when she comes out, she gets a mixed reaction. But then her opponent is Izzy Dame, who is undoubtedly a heel, who people do not like. And so they don't boo Sol Rook in the match. They're kind of into her. But in general, they're not really into the match. Like, by NXT standards, in their regular building, this match had no heat. And they're doing all these spots and they end up outside, and Sol tries a moonsault off the post to the floor. Nico pulls Izzy to safety, and then Zarya flies in, and she spears Sol to death on the outside, and the place goes nuts. Giant baby face pop. She throws her in the ring. Izzy pins her. But, like, nobody cares that Izzy got the pin. They're all chanting for Zarya. I was like, we're just going to keep going with it. We're just going to keep going with it. Whatever. Then we have the Vanity Project walk into Mr. Stone's office. And they all talk to him while facing the camera, so he's talking to their backs. Blake Monroe shows up. They go, "We got something for you." They said, "In our eyes, you'll always be the North American champion, so we got you this. It is a replica belt. It's half red, half pink." She's so happy. And Robert Stone goes, "You're not the champion. You can't just walk around with a fake belt." And Jackson Drake says, "Well, you should give her another shot." And Stone says, "Well, how about this? If you want to earn your way back into contention, I will sign a mixed tag tonight. You can face Tatum and Shiloh, and you pick a partner." And she picks Jackson Drake, who is, he's smitten with her, and he is so happy.
My issue here, and again, I can't imagine anyone else has it, but I'm an idiot. And if you're really vain people, you don't realize and tout your vanity. It's much like when they called Dolph Ziggler the show off. I'm like, show offs don't think they're showing off. They just actually have
sometimes
a huge
they
ego.
Do.
More often than not, they think they're just great people highlighting how great they are. They'd never call themselves a show off. And it's like, extremely vain pretty boys wouldn't name themselves the Vanity Project. It's like they're not thinking of what someone would name themselves. They're trying to describe what the gimmick is. And it's illogical.
I've met a couple of show-offs who are self-proclaimed. I think the idea is they're so vain that they are aware of their vanity and they've created... I don't know. Lance, that's the least of my problems on this show. Very low at the bottom.
Be like heels calling themselves heels. Or toxic attraction. You know, the people that would be a toxic attraction don't think they're toxic.
Toxic. I thought it was toxic influence. Have I lost my
no,
mind?
Fatal influence is the current influence. One. Toxic that's attraction right. Oh, is back right. In the Mandy Rose days.
Okay, yeah. We had, let's see, Ilya LaFleur is backstage with E.K. Prosper, the former Eli Knight. They didn't need two of them. And some dude who I in my life have never seen, Dorian Van Dukes. And Elio explains, I'm sad my shoulder's all messed up, but if I have to give up the belt, I'd want either you, Eli, or you, Dorian Van Dukes, to win it.
He's not Eli.
And apparently they're longtime friends. Dorian Van Dukes. Never seen the guy before in my life. Apparently he was on AAA this weekend. Then, my God in heaven almighty, Josh Briggs, Keanu Carver, and Jasper Troy.
There were some issues with this one.
Well, Keanu Carver started, I think, as a babyface, but then went heel. Jasper Troy was a heel who then went babyface. Josh Briggs, God only knows. He's a guy who can't win. The announcers make fun of him for being a loser, and he might get cut at any time. Then he became a badass referee for these two giants, and they made a three-way. And, like, nobody cared about this match. And do you know how hard it is for fans not to care about a match with three giant men? They're just doing moves, and the crowd is dead. And it's not like it wasn't a catastrophe, I wouldn't say. But it went hours. Just kept going and going and going and going and going and going.
And there was a moment where Briggs appeared to be out of it. It's hard to say. And then there was moments where Carver looked like he was going to leave the ring, came back in, then went back out. And there seemed to be uncertainty on what people were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and then Carver pinned Briggs. So,
is Briggs the former fornicator?
He is the fornicator. Yes. I don't know about this guy's future. I mean, it's WrestleMania time. Not good. Tatum and Shiloh had a meeting backstage.
Oof.
Go ahead.
No, just
brutal.
I don't believe people talk like this. It's just not how I think adults correspond with each other, but maybe I'm old.
Well, you are old.
I am old. I am old. That's a fact.
Then we add Joe Hendry and Ricky Saints and Ethan Page and Tony D against Dark State. At this point, I was just ready to like shut this show off. I mean, you have four heels against a heel, a baby face, and a baby face. And so you add, like, heels. I mean, it's just like, God.
It's hard to get emotionally invested.
No, the crowd is dead for everybody except Joe Hendry, because he's for sure a babyface. Tony D is even somewhat questionable, for being honest. He's just an angry mute. I guess he's a babyface.
But they like the angry mute.
But, like, you know, they're getting heat on Ricky Saints, who's a heel. And then, like, Ethan Page will make a babyface comeback on heels, even though he's a heel. And it's just another one that just went on and on and on and on and on. And like the work was good, but like nobody was invested in this match because half of it is heels and heels working together and heels making babyface comebacks and heels getting beat down where we're supposed to care about them. And finally, at the end, Joe dives onto everybody outside. Tony tries a spear. Saquon hits a kick. Tony spears him anyway, hits his finish, but then Ethan gets a blind tag, boots his own partner, hits his finish on Saquon, and pins him. So at least the finish set something up, but it took hours to get there, and I was dying at this point.
And they also appear to be setting up the Ricky Saints and Ethan Page tag team, because they were surprising each other with their tag team continuity.
Well, they have been a tag team, but they were a tag team that hated each other. And
it's
they
the old Chris Candido, Lance Storm angle from ECW.
Basically, yes. So then the show turned around. Jada Parker did a promo on Kalani, which I thought was very good. I think Jada's a good talker. Then we had Chaz Starboy Hall against Lexus King. It's Starboy Charlie, who's been, as he noted, an indie guy since he was 11 years old. And
so a year and a half? Like, I'm old. That's a joke.
He's not like he's not the smoothest worker. You can tell like he's not like a Ricochet when it comes to athleticism, but like he gives it his all.
Does some really impressive stuff.
Yeah, and my God, he's not even on a deal. He's like on an ID deal, which means he's basically working practically for free. And he comes out here with Lexus King, and he turned this entire show around by himself. I mean, he was like, he blew this crowd away. He's doing all of this crazy stuff. They're going wild for this speed match. He just looks great for 2 minutes, and then he gets DDT'd and pinned. And, like, you cannot get yourself over more in 2 minutes than this guy did before this crowd. I mean, it totally turned the show around, and we probably will never see him again, or at least for a long time. He's gone back to Evolve. But man, he did a great job in this match.
Yeah, I didn't care for his promo or understand what his gimmick is, but he was very impressive in the ring.
Yes.
And it also, again, I texted you, but it brings up the question, are there more people in NXT and WWE that do nip-ups in their comeback or pull the straps down?
For sure the nip-ups, because I can only think of a couple that do the straps. Starboy does it, and Kendall does it.
Maxine does it.
I guess
Chad
she's
Gable
main roster.
Does it.
Main roster, yeah. Well, then Stone told Miles, you cannot interfere like you did in the 8-man. He interfered in the 8-man. He came out of the crowd. I forgot it in the 8 hours of action in that match, and he went after the bookworm. So he says you can't interfere, and Tony D shows up, and Stone says, I'll finish this later with you, Miles. So Miles leaves. And then Tony wants Ethan Page. Stone says, I'll make it happen. Tony D turns around and sees Keanu Carver. It is a year too early for that match. But maybe they're desperate to try and make more stars. We had Tatum and Shiloh Hill versus Blake Monroe and Jackson Drake. I like this match.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
I did not think the wrestling was particularly good.
I thought Jackson Drake has got a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. I think Blake Monroe was significantly better here in a mixed tag, doing the spots with Tatum where she's scared. I think Shiloh Hill has a ton of potential. Mm-hmm. I think Tatum is actually quite great. And Tatum ended up missing a 450, went for a finish. Jackson interfered. Blake hit her with a DDT and pinned her. And so looks like she'll be getting another title shot. We'll talk about the final segment after the break, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We had a Robert Stone segment, which was funny, because he starts announcing all these matches for next week, and then he legitimately forgets one. And so Sarah Schreiber, without like trying to make him embarrassed or anything, she just throws in, and Jada Parker versus Kalani Jordan. So anyway, Robert Stone, I was like, way to go. Good job, Sarah. And then Lola Vice came out for her title celebration. She is interrupted by JC and Fatal Influence. And long story short, we have a big deal. And Stone comes out and says, JC, you get your rematch for the title next week. And they got two big weeks of shows coming up, as Robert Stone attempted to announce. We have got NXT Revenge, night one and two. Night one is next week. Tony D versus Ethan Page. Lola Vice, JC Jane for the NXT Women's title. Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan. And EK Prosper and Dorian Von Dukes in the Speed Tournament. Then Joe Hendry does a concert. And then the week after, it's Sol and Zarya, Last Woman Standing. It is the Men's Speed Tournament Finals and the Kelly Armstrong debut. So next week, April 14th, is the week before WrestleMania. And April 21st is a week after WrestleMania. I don't know this for sure, but as I look at the lineups here, I would not be the least bit surprised if Ethan and JC lose and they go up on the Raw after WrestleMania. And then the following week, the Tuesday after the Raw after WrestleMania, Zarya may beat Sol, and Sol ends up going up to SmackDown the following Friday. I could see that happening. It's time to move some people up. They've been here too long, ready to go. But who knows? There's usually call-ups right after Mania. And unfortunately, sometimes there are cuts as well. So we shall see. Lance, thanks as always for doing the show.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. That's right. Lance will be back tomorrow, everybody. And we'll talk to you again after a while.